Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
About an hour away from Play, Win, Give, where you can score up to $500. And then we'll match whatever you win, and we'll give it to your favorite charity. We've had $400 winners, $500 winners, $200 winners. I mean, whatever you get right with five questions, each worth $100, that's what you receive, and then that's what your charity gets as well.
It's all free money, man.
We also got love letters to Kelly today, about an hour and 20 minutes away.
All right.
Mark that down.
Gives me time for another couple cups of coffee.
Yeah, get you all set up. Right,
you got to get her feisty.
Got to get her feisty.
Got to get the brain cobwebs out. Clear them out.
And we will catch you up with the celebrity gossip here in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation.
Give us a call. Let's talk.
It's Whatever Wednesday, where you can ask us whatever you want or talk about whatever you want. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text.
Yes.
Who the heck is this voiceover guy at the beginning of each segment? He's on every day, yet he never gets any acknowledgement.
True. True.
He's like the Jam Brady of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jam Brady.
Jam Brady, the middle child.
Yeah.
That's Oz. He's an announcer.
Yeah.
His name is Oz?
Yeah.
I wonder if I met...
Is that all you know about him? He lives in Florida, right?
Yeah, I know. He has a cool studio.
Yeah. I've never met him.
I don't think I've met him either.
You might have.
Have I met him?
You probably have.
Oh, here comes from the news center. Here comes White Chet.
Have you ever met? Has he come here? He's come here, right?
Chet. Yeah, he lives down the street.
See,
he lives down the street. Florida.
He owns a couple of bars down the street.
Really?
Not to be confused with the guy who owns a couple of bars down the street.
And the other
guy. I don't know why I thought he lived in Florida.
Can you imagine if Oz started plugging his bars on the returns?
the old guy Sean lived in Florida. The old guy.
Way long, there was somebody in Florida.
Oh, so that was before my time.
Oh, so we got a new voice guy?
Well, he's not new anymore.
No. He's been around for at least 11 years.
Let's bring in the new intern, too. The old new intern.
Hey, Oz.
Hey, Oz. What's up, bro?
I'm sorry, Oz. I don't know you.
It makes me wonder what Oz thinks about us, though, because he...
We hear it on the returns.
Yeah, but he is told to say certain things about us, I'm sure. And so if he doesn't listen to the show, I wonder, he just sees our lowlights, really.
Right.
Because that's what we play.
Good call, Jenna. Cheddar, can you schedule an interview with Oz so we could talk to him?
Be nice to
us. We want to know what Oz thinks about us.
Yeah, we'll try to get...
The voice guy.
Since we never really acknowledge him, like you said, we will try to get him on and see what he thinks of the show.
We should get to know each other better.
Yeah, sure.
And give him a voice. Even though he is the voice of the show, we'll give him a voice.
But it would be kind of like meeting Charlie from Charlie's Angels. I mean, you want to see the guy, but I don't know. I like the
Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
It's one of the movies.
It's just a voice.
It's just a voice. Or the, you know.
The wizard.
The wizard, yeah.
Because his name's Oz.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to
meet
him.
That would have been a better one, huh, Jenna? Yeah, good.
I don't know if I'd want to meet him.
I do. I
just want to see what he thinks about us.
I think you have met him. I'm sure he's been here. I know I think I have.
All right, let's move. We are really bogged down.
Well, it's Whatever Wednesday, and we're whatevering right now. That's what we're doing.
All right.
Also from the text, what show was JC talking about in the first break where I cried? You've heard it. This Is Us. I just didn't want to give away anything that went on the show because I know a lot of people record it. I don't want to spoil it for people because it's one of those shows you have to watch and be on the ride and enjoy it as it's going on.
No. I read the update the day after every week on Entertainment Tonight. They do the entire episode's recap.
Does it make you cry?
And they tell you, this is a spoiler alert if you don't want to know. So I read it so I know what's happening.
Yeah.
But she's not on the ride.
Invest.
You get the cliff notes.
And it doesn't really upset me emotionally because I'm not, you know, I don't
watching.
Get to see them. Yeah, watching. Yeah. But I know what's going on.
I'll tell you this. It doesn't upset me emotionally. It makes me tear up. Sometimes it's happy tears. Sometimes it just touches you.
It touches you.
There are, like, when I find out.
I feel untouched by it this season.
Really? I heard you were untouched.
Yeah. Jenna feels untouched and unhugged lately.
Yeah.
But gorgeous.
But gorgeous.
Gore.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
The bloody kind.
Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. You have a question for the show, huh?
I was calling in. I got a question for you. I watch on Kid TV, and, like, before the end of the break, you'll throw your hand up in there.
Yeah.
Who are you pointing to, or what are you doing?
Our people.
He's communicating.
I have Trey is in a control room right in front of me, and he is the man with all the power. So
working the knobs.
So he could take us off air. And so when I point to him, he's taking us off the Arabic.
You pointed. No, did you want me to go there?
No, not right there, Trey. Okay. Not yet.
Oh, yeah, you were pointing at him right there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I was just showing.
Okay.
You know, even though we're on the radio and I shouldn't be showing. But yeah, I'm just pointing at Trey to let him know that we're done with the break.
That's cool. Shout out to Trey then.
Thank you, Will. I never get a shout out.
Shout out to Oz and Will. And Trey today.
Trey is the true MVP.
Shout out to Trey then.
I love that.
It's like you didn't want to give Trey a shout out, but he's like, oh,
yeah, whatever.
I guess I have to.
Thanks, Will.
Bye, Will.
Call back for play, win, give later.
All right, yeah, definitely call in.
Happy Taco Day.
That's about an hour away. Speaking of Taco Day, Al.
Oh, you have another breakfast tacos?
Of course, there's breakfast tacos.
What would you put in a breakfast? Like sausage
and
eggs?
Bacon, chorizo.
Green peppers?
If you want to go super mega? Oh, yeah. Poblanos in there.
This is the first time Kelly's heard about a breakfast taco.
Really, Kelly?
I guess I was thinking more of sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, you throw some syrup on it.
Yeah.
Did you know the first taco sighting in the U.S. was around 1905?
Okay. The first taco sighting?
Sighting, yeah. And before that, do you know where tacos came from?
What?
In the mines, they used to wrap gunpowder in paper for excavations. So they would put them in holes and then light them and then it would explode. They used to call those tacos. And then later on, that became a delicious dish.
I'm glad they took the gunpowder out.
The explosive reaction at the end?
Well, you probably
still have, depending on where you get your tacos, you still might have that.
Yeah, you might.
Taco.
And Ensenada, which is in Baja California, Kelly's favorite state in Mexico, is said to be the birthplace of the fish taco.
Mm. Huh. Baja.
Fun little taco facts for you right there.
Thank you.
Samantha's got a question for us, and hopefully we can help her out. Samantha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. We're great. You're having some problems, huh?
Yes. Okay, I got a puppy, and I cannot get... He stinks so bad, and I bathe him, and it does no good. And I was just trying to see if y'all had some tips or something. I know Jenna and Al both have dogs.
My friend had a dog
like that. She'd wash it. It just always
What
smelled.
Kind of dog do you have?
It's a Shih Tzu.
It could be just a skin condition.
Yeah,
I don't know because mine only... I'm lucky with the pug. Smaller dogs usually... Well, the Shih Tzu is small, but the pug... My pug doesn't smell unless she's been out in the rain, and then a bath does her fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she'll smell like wet dog. I don't know.
Your dog's just living up to its breed. You know,
sometimes food can make them smell. You know, just like humans. Mm. If her diet, you might need
fish
to figure that out.
Or something. I don't know because my friend had one, and I mean, no matter what she did, the dog just smelled, and I figured it was a skin condition.
Yeah.
It was a very short-haired dog, and it must have been the skin.
My dog's breath is kicking.
Yeah,
and we get
to die.
Yeah, it has death on the inside.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean,
so that got real quick.
Your dog is a dog. That's what happened.
I feel like his breath been sticking since forever.
He's hanging on. He doesn't want to go.
That's how it goes.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Wheezy's breath's terrible. She's three. I think some of them just have awful breath.
Stinky breath.
Yeah.
It's little dogs, I guess, because the stomach's...
We didn't
right
really
there.
Help her, but
sorry,
they do make
you.
Good sprays for dogs.
Yeah.
You know, like the allergy sprays and stuff that's good for dogs to spray them. Like
I
doggy
think it's
perfume.
A good idea to treat it internally, too.
Yeah.
I think that might be
Maybe.
Something there.
Or embrace the stank, you know?
Ugh. Embrace the stank.
That's so hard because you want to like sleep with them and cuddle them, and then you're apologizing to your friends.
Yeah. I know. But Samantha, if we find out something or somebody texts us, we'll try to post it for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome,
baby. I don't know how to get rid of the dogs.
I don't either.
Jenna, you were talking about the tortoise you were reading about.
Yes,
Christy wrote us from San Antonio and said, Jenna, I have a Russian tortoise named Tortellini.
Oh, Tortellini.
He's 10 and they live for about 80 years. You can have him. Because he kept me up all night banging his shell on his tank.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've heard they're like really high maintenance.
Yeah.
They say that, dogs are a lot of work. They say they take way more effort than a dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This guy told me, I was buying some turtle food one time, and I said, you know, I was asking about it. He says, you know, they'll eat anything. They'll just, you can throw a hamburger in there.
Yeah.
They'll eat, they're bottom feeders, and, well, I'm not saying bottom feeders, but they're so slow, they're just lucky to get food, period.
Lettuce would be good, right?
Lettuce, yeah
sure. That works. They eat meat, like hamburger?
He said they'll eat, this is what the guy told me.
You're supposed to have, like, a certain amount of water in your aquarium for them.
Yeah, and I do.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
Doing awesome. You sound down on this whatever Wednesday.
I'm a little down.
What happened?
Well, during the little evacuation for the hurricane and stuff, and I was gone, and my boss and or my company pay me for being out and stuff, but now they pay me over, so now I got to pay it back.
Oh, they're making you pay it back?
Hmm. Yep, because they overpay me, but I don't feel like it's my fault. That's their they're messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a sticky situation. Yeah.
It does.
But a lot of the times they don't catch it. But people get too excited and tell everyone, and then they get caught.
Wow.
I'm sorry about
yeah.
that.
I don't think I've been over.
How's your family? Is everybody okay? Everybody safe?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're blessed. I mean, I'm blessed to have that, but still, it's like, you know, this ain't my fault that y'all messed up.
Did you already spend the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just consider it a loan.
Yeah.
Yep.
See if you can pay it back little by little and be like, hey, y'all messed up. I'll take that as well.
Slow. Yeah, that's
because you probably need it, especially with all that going on.
We had this big moral debate with JC one time. I remember it was over, like, if the bank accidentally gives you too much money, what do you do? And JC's like, I'm keeping it. That's my money. That was their mistake. That's their bad.
Now, remember, this was broke JC. Yeah. Just got done living in his truck.
But it's the exact same principle.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Now, adult JC with kids.
Would give that.
Yeah, I believe that.
What are we talking about?
Begrudgingly give the money back.
Like, they gave me an extra 20 and I was home before I realized it.
We're talking like
a lot. There's like something in the store, in the news about how a bank accidentally put hundreds of thousands of dollars into an account.
Oh.
And, you know, what do you do? And JC's like, they're bad.
I believe I said I would just leave it in my bank account for a while to see if they would notice and then let it chill there.
Wow.
You spent all this money, Mr. Chavez. Prove it. Prove I spent it.
Is it the right thing to do? Probably not. But I was just being honest. And being presented with that much money, I would have wanted to keep it.
It's funny how your morality changes the more money you have.
Right.
Things I would never do that. Well, that's because you got a steady paycheck and you can cover all your bills.
Yeah.
Right.
If you weren't able to do that, your morals suddenly get a little looser.
Yeah, do I have kids to feed and I'm a single mom and I'm struggling? I don't know what I would do. I would do anything.
That stage is looking better and better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
I'll get up there.
Back then, I just wanted to feed myself and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to keep it.
I don't know. I can't say what I would do.
Yeah.
I can be all high and mighty
now. It's once
like,
it happens.
I wouldn't do it.
Right. Hannah.
Yeah?
You have a question?
Yes, I have a Calc 3 question for you guys.
Oh Lord,
hold on.
You know you called the Kid Craddock Morning Show, right?
You guys can do it.
A Calc question.
Let me get out my pen.
Okay.
Yeah, let me find my abacus.
Let me get my calculator.
What is it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so you have a plane, and you have 3 points on the plane. How do you find the area of the triangle?
Sokotoa.
Boom.
I got a cousin named Sokotoa.
Sign. Yeah, right? Sokotoa. That's how I learned it. Isn't that what it is?
I didn't take calculus. So I don't
get that area.
So you're not given any numbers.
What time does a plane leave Cleveland?
No, it's a plane.
What kind of plane? Like a Boeing?
A
triangle.
Like a flat.
I know.
Yeah, like a
three-sided triangle.
Okay, but you don't have to give us the...
I guess you multiply something by something by something. Maybe? Multiply the threes.
That's too easy.
I thought Sokotoa is like opposite over the hypotenuse and adjacent over...
Yeah. Isn't it one half height times width?
Why don't we Google it?
The sine, cosine, and tangent.
Man, the things we forget for not taking math for a couple...
I never knew it.
You knew it, Al. There's no way you graduated without knowing it.
I didn't take no calculus.
I didn't take it either.
Are you taking calc this semester, Hannah?
Yeah, I'm in Calc 3 at Georgia Southern.
Oh, man.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
I'm a math major. I want to teach high school math. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why.
Yeah.
I guess you have to learn it then.
I remember learning about the Pythagorean theorem, but I don't remember what that entails.
You use that in Calc 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's it do? Because I forgot.
Pythagorean theorem is for triangles.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're out.
I'm out. I just remember Sokotoa.
Okay.
We did awful, Hannah.
We should rename this segment Whatever Wednesday, but no calculus.
No math.
Hannah just stumped us.
Yeah.
Trey knows the Pythagorean theorem.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, what a stud. Yeah. Which is why this may change this person's answer. Sarah, do you now think Trey is the hottest one on the show?
No.
Oh. Who do you think is the hottest one on the show?
Nick, by far.
Wow, all right.
Did Nick put this call on?
Where did you see these photos?
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. I mean, I'm all about the Kid Craddock Show. I love y'all.
Have you seen my photos?
Trey.
Let Nick have it. Oh, you have seen it. Where would you rank Trey?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the silence, though. The hesitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's a hard question.
Would you put him top five?
Sure.
All right, because we got about five guys over here.
That's perfect. Cheddar, we got Rustface.
By the way, Sarah, I don't know if you knew this, but you thought you were talking to Justin back there on the phone, but you were actually talking to your crush, Nick.
No. Well, see, I said that, but then he said, no, it was Justin.
Yeah, he was just being, coy. But no, it was actually Nick you were talking to.
Made my day. Is he attracted to Latina women?
I think he's attracted to his wife.
Yeah. Good thing you know it was a shot.
But you know what? Who wouldn't be attracted to a Latina, Sarah? Come on.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. I am.
Of course he would be attracted. If he were single, possibly.
Possibly.
Sarah, thank you for calling. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sarah. Look at that. Nick Adams, the hottest one on the show.
I can see that.
I see that, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, Trey.
Good-looking kid.
I know. When my daughter grows up, that's the kind of guy I want her to find right there.
Exactly.
Trey, you're at the bottom of the pile.
Sorry.
On that one. You're a great guy, but looks-wise, you're beautiful.
Look, it's fine.
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah, you'll find someone. Oh, you did find someone. See? Look at that.
Yeah, they're shacking up now.
Yeah, why do you want attention from someone else when you're happy?
Because we like it.
Yeah, I just need to be ranked at number one.
Got it.
It's a competition thing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, because Trey does believe he is the hottest one in the office.
Yeah, that's 100%. True.
He does?
Oh, yeah. Yes! 100% he does.
He is down.
Are you serious right now?
I am serious. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that's something we all discuss.
We should all be so confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Trey's the man over
right
there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Play, Win, Give is coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll tell you when to call. Just be the right caller and then answer the questions correctly. Each question is worth $100, up to $500 for you. And then we turn around and write a check to your favorite charity on your behalf.
For that same amount. Yeah.
That's how we do it. We do it every day during the week, at least. Today is National Taco Day.
It is.
Please celebrate. By purchasing your favorite tacos. Al, what is your favorite kind of taco?
It would be soft, and I guess I'd have to go with, you know what? The breakfast taco that Kelly was just asking about.
Uh-huh.
And I'd probably do it with bacon, egg, cheese, maybe a little bit of onion, not much.
Yeah.
Green pepper. I'd load it up.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
I'd load it up. Get down on that one. What about you, Kelly? What's your favorite taco? Al.
And jalapenos, too.
I love jalapenos.
Yeah. You like the breakfast taco?
Sure.
Jenna?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Beef.
You like the beef?
Mm-hmm.
Ground beef?
I don't like breakfast tacos.
Fajita beef.
You like the ground beef?
I like ground beef.
Uh-huh.
I also like shrimp tacos. Those are good.
And
I've
fish
had some
tacos.
Good ones lately.
Yeah, right?
What about you, JC, being the official Mexican of the show?
So tough, man, because I like the tilapia tacos with some salsa verde on there.
Oh, I love salsa verde.
Yeah, you can do that. And I also love al pastor.
I don't know what that is.
You see that rack of meat that they have?
Oh,
and then they shave it off.
Yeah,
that's how you. And then it has some pineapple Brazilian? In there. No, it's Mexican.
What about tacos al carbón?
Al carbón. Yeah, those are pretty good too.
There's like nothing in those, right?
Yeah, it's just usually the meat.
Cheese.
I mean, but right now I'd say just the regular fajita, just beef fajita with poblano peppers and some cotija cheese is my favorite.
Can't go wrong there, brother.
Can't go wrong there. We were talking about who's the hottest dude in the office, and there was a big battle between Trey and producer Nick. The poll now is up on my Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took a picture from Nick's Facebook where he's looking good with a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, you picked two good photos of both guys.
And then I picked Trey's most famous picture where he's getting licked by Kelly.
Yeah. Right in front of Alan.
Yeah, she licked him right in front of Alan.
You have to understand, that's a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been licking Trey's face for a while.
It's a tradition.
That's how we do it. And Jenna, have you taken a look at the results so far?
I did. Well, no, not in 3 minutes.
I would say...
What's happening?
Nick is...
Nick was winning by a lot.
Getting most of the votes
right now.
How do
you feel about that, Trey?
No, I would like to say that Nick is holding a baby in that photo.
Right.
I think holding a baby does add to your attractiveness.
Yeah. But you have Kelly Raspberry.
Deterrent. A deterrent.
That's true, too.
You got Kelly Raspberry as a female alpha that is taking care of her very hot younger man.
Oh my gosh.
You wonder why you don't have any votes.
Nick is taking care of his child, which adds to his attractiveness.
That's not even his child.
Okay,
that's somebody
else's. Okay, I counted. There's 57 comments,
uh-huh.
And Trey, you have only 4.
Yes, but let's think of the quality of vote
quality?
What do you mean the quality of vote?
God, now you're going to hate on JC's followers?
Yeah. I'm just trying to even the score because I think Nick is kicking my butt pretty handily.
Yeah, he is.
My Instagram is JSI5 if you want to go vote on this. And the rest of our Instagrams are up at KidNation.com.
Try to take personality out of this.
Yeah,
it's
this
hard.
This is strictly a looks-based contest.
Yeah, we don't need...
Just because he sounds like a jerk on the air.
I'm trying to help you.
We don't need to have my personality and me being cocky brought into this.
Sure.
That's why I'm trying to help you. No. If it's strictly looks-based...
a boy pageant.
Nick wins 100%. Let's make it very superficial.
Okay. So go very superficial on this. Pretend you've never heard Nick talk or Trey and just vote with your heart. Whatever your heart says first.
With your heart. Right.
And your with your heart.
Right? One vote for Nick.
That's what lets you know something sexy? I don't know what girls
My
think.
My heart? No.
Because us guys, we know what we think with, but I don't know what girls are thinking with.
Yeah, what do we think with?
Yeah, what do you think with?
Boobs.
Well, it depends really if you like a clean cut look.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
How would you describe Trey's look?
Neither of them are rugged enough for me.
Garbage person?
No, I wouldn't say that. Don't do that. I don't know. Nick has got more of that with the glasses and the really smooth hair. You know, like he uses
parted,
parted. He's so clean cut. He's like the weatherman. You know, and I'm very attracted to the weatherman.
You look at Nick. I like that. And you know, he's got good credit. You look at Nick. He's like, you're like that dude right there. It's got to be above 650, 700.
But girls are innately attracted to the bad boy who can't even make rent.
The Trey.
You know, there's something about
that. They want to fix him.
Yeah.
They want to help him. They want to fix him.
Can't make rent.
I mean, that's the image.
You look like you can't make rent.
Yeah.
I got you. Apparently, Mark Ballas is also on Dancing with the Stars this season. I don't know. I haven't watched yet. But he's teamed up with the violinist, and we're getting a lot of messages saying that...
I'm sorry. I don't know who the violinist is, and I'm sure she's got a sad backstory, Lindsay, but I'm just telling you, I don't know who
Claire.
She is.
Lindsay Sterling. Her name's Lindsay Sterling, and she's super good on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know her.
Like, she's great. She's not your typical violinist. Like, she does some really cool
she's
stuff.
She's not the hip-hop violinist, though, right?
But I think she can do some of that stuff. I know her name. I've definitely seen her.
Okay.
But I'm not familiar with her work. And she's teamed up with Mark Ballas, who's back after getting married and having an album out.
Yes, they did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Is that what they do?
That was their dance.
She can dance, right? She's got...
Yeah.
The old chick, when I say the old chick, the one that's they always have an older person, that was the girl from the Shark Tank, right? And she's already
she was out week one.
Yeah.
And from the text, JC, I'm taking your green card. You said salsa verde. No, sir. Fine. Salsa verde. But when I say it like that, they make fun of me.
Wait, I'm sorry. Could you do the different ones?
Salsa.
I said salsa verde because I was speaking
verde.
English.
Yeah, it's, verde.
It's salsa verde.
Verde.
But then you guys would have been like, what's that? And then I would have had to say verde for you guys.
See, but this is what makes
Thanks
people
for
try.
Thanks
for dumbing it down. Gringos. But that's I was trying
the
to help
kind of
Kelly.
Thing that makes us not want to try and pronounce Spanish words because then we're wrong.
Right. I try to teach you. I think
I like your Spanglish.
Thank
it
you.
Helps.
Spanglish
me
is really
understand how to say it.
Kelly's it's always odd when you hear somebody speaking. I'm not saying your English is perfect, but a perfect English, and then they get to one word, and then they just all Spanish it.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we get it on the news all the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. I think it sounds dope. Hey, it's time for Play, Win, Give. How would you like $500 in your pocket and then $500 for your favorite charity? It can happen if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Jenna, what caller number would you like this morning?
I'd like to do number 5.
Oh, wow.
Number 5.
Easy breezy.
So we'll get a quick winner and we'll play, Win, Give next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Play, Win, Give.
All right.
We have 5 questions right here, each worth $100. Hopefully you can score up to $500, and then we'll hook up your favorite charity. Let's meet our contestant. Deanna, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hey.
Good.
Doing awesome. What are you up to right now?
I'm fixing to drop off my little girl at school.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name's Shyla.
Hi,
hey, Shyla.
She's excited.
Hey.
Yeah, she's excited. I have to
had to step out the car. She's so excited.
What grade is she in?
She's in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Maybe she can help you out with these questions.
Yeah.
Because here's how the game works, Deanna. We got five right here. Each one you get right, it's worth $100, okay?
Okay.
And then whatever you get right, up to $500, we can match it and give it to your charity of choice, which is what?
March of Dimes.
All right, good deal.
That's a good one to give it to right there. Okay, well, let's get this started.
Let's get it started.
Big Al Mac, you got the first question, sir.
All right, here we go. Who is the oldest of the Kardashian sisters?
Not Kim. It's,
Take a guess.
You ran out of time?
Yep.
I know.
It is Courtney.
Courtney is the oldest one.
I think of her name.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just there.
I bet you her face popped up right in your mind, though, right?
It did.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are all a part of Kid Nation, right?
Right.
How many D's is in the word Kid Nation?
Two.
That's correct.
I should have said how many D's are.
Yeah, that's all good. She got it right.
I want to apologize for my poor English.
Yeah, English major.
Deanna.
How many D's is?
You're officially on the board with $100.
All right.
Here is your third question.
Okay.
In Fahrenheit, at what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
That is correct!
Yes. Yay!
Well done.
Tana, she's on a roll.
Yep.
All right, your next question. Which Kid Craddock show member used to drive limos?
I'm
going to
go with Big Al.
Yes.
That is correct. Big Al Mac owned a limo company.
First Impression Limousine, 351-0610.
$300.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's make that $400. Big Al Mac's got the final question.
Here we go.
Okay.
Justin Bieber appeared in an episode of what popular CBS TV drama in September of 2010?
CSI?
What? That is correct.
Wow.
Go, I would have not.
Deanna! Did you just guess on that one?
Yeah.
You guessed right. Guess good.
Yeah, Justin got shot on that show, by the way.
Okay. Him. Well, that's okay.
They took down the Biebs in the show. You got yourself $400. Deanna, congratulations.
Yay.
What are you going to do with that $400?
I'm going to help pay for my little girl's birthday party this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, what's the theme?
She and her best friend Bailey are having a My Little Pony movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, my daughter wants to go to that.
Well, hopefully it'll be something in there for the parents to enjoy.
Sure.
Okay,
we're totally going to watch it, too.
Are you going to get her a pony?
No.
Yeah.
Not unless it's plastic and.
Right. I know.
Yeah. The real life ponies poop and they eat grass.
Yeah.
Is what we learned.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna
have to get it fixed. That's good enough.
There you go.
And we're gonna get March of Dimes $400 on your behalf as well. Okay, Deanna.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day. Have an awesome birthday party this weekend. And hold on for us. We'll get you all set up right there. We'll play again tomorrow around the same time.
All right.
And the poll has been changed on my Instagram because apparently you can do polls for reals on the Insta story.
Oh, Nick blew it up so hard he started over.
So now, I just didn't know how to do a poll because there was that new update.
Okay.
But so far, Nick is only ahead 54% to 46% versus Trey in the sexy scale.
That's tight race right there.
And apparently you can change the answer from yes and no to actually Nick and Trey, but I'm still learning about the polling on
You didn't know you could edit those.
No.
That might be confusing people.
That's true. Yeah. That
I didn't even know what you do.
I need to help you out here a little bit.
Yeah.
We might have to start it over again.
I just don't do polls very often on the Insta. Now I know.
All right.
And Kelly knows about that love. She's our relationship expert. And coming up next, it's time for another edition of Love Letters to Kelly. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation. Happy Taco Day. National Taco Day.
It is.
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. She's working hard on the celebrity gossip for you.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, she's going to have to work hard to save relationships.
Oh, man. I'm
telling you.
Our love expert is in the building. It's time for...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 21-year-old female. During my sophomore year of high school, I started dating a boy that I fell so in love with. We dated through high school and even through some of our freshman year of college while he was going to school 4 hours away. I surprised him that year by applying to his school and planning to move to the city he was in. He was ecstatic.
But then he was
thrilled. And then things took a turn for the worst when he came home for spring break and broke up with me.
Yeah.
Now it's been almost 2 years since our breakup, and I am still so hung up on him. We didn't talk for the first year and a half we were broken up, but then he came home, and we hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought this was our chance to rekindle.
No. Yeah.
He wasn't on the same page.
No.
He reopened a wound that already wasn't healed.
Yeah.
And now he has another girlfriend who lives in the same town as me. It's all I can think about. It's consuming my life. I've tried dating and seeing new people, but no one interests me. How do I get over this boy?
You just got to get mad. He used you.
Guys are the worst.
Get mad. Yeah. And don't allow yourself to wallow. You've wallowed long enough. You've wasted so much time. He hasn't wasted 1 minute worried about what you're thinking or feeling. I mean, if you just get mad and then start feeling kind of foolish about it, maybe you'll finally be like, okay, enough's enough. You're doing nothing but wasting time. You're still young, so you can afford to waste some time right now. I mean, gosh, 21, that's the perfect time to waste emotions and tears and being up all night and not bathing on the weekends because you're so depressed, but you got to get over it. He is not wasting 1 minute of his time thinking about you.
And he knew what he was doing.
He knew. He used you.
He used you. Yeah.
And you know what? Hopefully you learned a lesson, and this will... That's the thing. All of us have been you. I was you.
Yeah. I was you.
Everybody was you. But we learn from it and move on. If you don't learn from it and you keep repeating the same pattern, then it's a waste of time. So truly, it's not a waste of time if you can look at it that way.
You can learn a lesson out of it,
Yeah, come on. It's enough.
You'll find
that's
somebody.
Enough.
Yeah.
Don't think you're the only one. Don't think you're the only one. Like Kelly said, we've all been.
Oh, yeah.
And you're allowing yourself to stay hung up on it. You're enjoying it. Some part of you is enjoying this tortured soul. And it's protecting you from having to go out there and risk being hurt again. So it's like a self-preservation thing. I don't want anybody else but him. And then you got some sort of enjoyment out of being this tortured soul. That's part of being 21, too.
Yeah.
You know?
And you probably feel like he's the only guy that was going to like you. Nah, there's plenty of guys out there
he's done.
That'll treat you right.
He's done. You got to move on now. Come on.
Come on.
Get it together.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 20. You okay?
Yeah.
Want some water?
Yeah, you go ahead and read while I drink some water.
Yeah, we'll do that. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 24 years old, graduated from college last year, and I always dated older men. But I have a dilemma, and I'm not quite sure on what to do. So I met this amazing guy who makes me smile, laugh, and have more fun than I've ever had in a long time. We met at a place we both used to work at, and now I'm the only one that works there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that he's technically still married. Now, I'm never to put myself in that situation because of not only being cheated on personally, but that was the cause of my parents' divorce. Mm. However,
this is different.
From what I've been told by not only him, but as well as some other people, they are separated right now.
Mm.
They have a 7-year-old child, and he told me that that's the reason he stays technically married to her, because he wasn't there for his other children. I know I am young and I have a lot ahead of me, but I don't know what to do. I enjoy being around him and have a lot of fun and know that he's not going to get divorced anytime soon they're going to remain separated. But should I let this continue or just end it before any more feelings get involved?
You know, you should stay. You should keep dating him. I think this relationship has legs. I think you should stay. It sounds like you're getting fulfillment out of it, that this is really going somewhere. Good luck.
I am telling you, I'm not going.
Seriously, she's asking me what I think. She knows what I'm going to say.
Come on, right?
Somebody, this relationship expert, I have a podcast with my husband, Alan, called A Sandwich with Some Lovin', and we had a relationship expert on a couple weeks ago.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And she talked about married men who, and this happened to me right after I got divorced.
Yeah.
I met a man who was separated.
Mm-hmm.
First man out of the gate that really showed me any attention. I was so relieved and thankful somebody still wanted me after going through a divorce and having a baby and everything. Fed me every line in the book. She doesn't understand me. I'm miserable, blah, blah, blah. We're separated. I'm staying for the kids. Same thing. But I'm going to leave her. I'm going to leave her. I'm going to leave her. Every married man has used the same lines that he's using on you right now. And the thing that Paula Grooms told me that was really so incredible, was like this little epiphany, is that men don't, now this isn't true, this is a blanket generalization, men don't quit their team. It's like, use a sports analogy. No matter how bad your team's playing, no matter what, you don't quit your team. You always stay with your team. Yeah. You know, yeah. Even if you're a losing team, it makes you miserable. You know, being with them, it's the worst because every week you lose, but you don't quit your team.
Right.
He married her, so they became a team. He ain't quitting his team. That's why women usually have to be the ones to file for divorce.
Right.
So you're saying he might finally leave her. No, finally the wife, if they are truly separated, yeah. He could be lying to you about that and going home to her every night. Ask yourself a few questions if you've ever been to his place.
Because he could be lying to his friends as well.
Yeah.
Because
that guy told me that every time I said, well, why don't we go to your place this time? Because you've been coming back. Oh, I could never go to his place. Never could. Because he was still living with his wife.
Right.
He was lying. All right. So anyway, back to you.
And it's understandable, right? If he has children, if they're number
he's
one.
He's not going to leave. And so, okay, you can waste time and you can be a mistress, which is, you know, everybody says, well, they're separated. Okay, whatever. He's not going to quit his team.
Yeah. Yeah,
until the wife maybe finally divorces him, and then he's available. And she also said they've done statistics on mistresses that when a man does leave his wife for the mistresses, I believe, honey, if you're listening, you can call me in and correct me if my husband Alan's listening. I believe she said only 3% of the time they marry their mistress.
So even if they leave, they end up with somebody different.
But now, you might be that
3%. Wow.
You might be in that 3%.
They are happy.
But I'm just telling you, this is a no-win proposition. So you can stay because you're going to do what you want to do because you love him. I love that. You write me. You already know the answer. You know what I'm going to say. I think you think by some miracle I'm going to have a change of heart. I'm not.
Walk away.
You're wasting your time. And you're just being... I was...
Again.
I've been there.
You were there.
I was stupid, which is not a nice word to use, children. I was... But that's, you know, you're being stupid.
You deserve to have a boyfriend... Who does not have the title of husband to another woman.
Every woman does.
You deserve that
and
as a woman.
And you see where it ended with your parents. What a mess.
Right.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, man. And the name of the podcast is...
They want a sandwich and they want a little loving.
That's right.
Well, it's more concise, a sandwich and some loving.
Yes, got it. Podcast right there with Alan. Speaking of mistresses, on a side note, the Menendez brothers last night. Did you watch that show?
No, because I know what happened.
Yeah. But now you get to know all the, like, the therapist that had the mistress and she's crazy.
Huh.
So are they trying to prove that, well, we know they did it. They're not trying to say they didn't do it. They're trying to explain why they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why they
did it. Scott Peterson thing, I watched it because he keeps saying, I didn't do it. And now there's all this evidence. And if you watch it, it's a 6-week series. I'm telling you, the Scott Peterson thing.
Uh-huh.
For the first four episodes, you'll think, oh, yeah, he did it. He did it. Of course.
And then they switch it on you.
And then, bam, they tell you why he didn't do it.
All right. Back on track. It's back to Love Letters.
Okay. Back to you.
Back to you, people.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I got pregnant at 16. When I told my boyfriend at the time, he said he didn't want anything to do with me. My parents and grandparents disowned me, too. And if it wasn't for my aunt, I would have been homeless. I went on to graduate college, and my daughter turned 8. And that's when my daughter's father contacted me. He wanted to see if he could talk to me about meeting his daughter. After thinking about it for a month, I agreed to talk to him without her present. I immediately saw that he had changed. Eventually, I said yes to a meeting. I am now 29, and my ex has an amazing relationship with our daughter. He pays child support and extra to try and make up for his first 8 years.
Good.
He takes her to dance. He has tea parties with her. He lets her do his makeup. Mm-hmm. Even his parents have a great relationship with her.
Wow.
He has apologized numerous times. I admit, I was very distant for a while, but I recognized the change and how much he has matured. We were both scared teens, but he has become my best friend. Excuse me. Both of us are single, and I admit I am having feelings for him. Do I talk to him about it or just keep things the way they are? I don't want our daughter to suffer if something bad happens between us. What should I do, Lorena?
First of all, I like both of them.
Yeah.
I like both of these people.
Matured and come to this point is a beautiful thing. Why not have a conversation with him?
Yep.
I wouldn't include the daughter in the conversation at this point because you don't want to get her hopes up for something that may not ultimately pan out. But why not have the conversation? And why not maybe if he's open to the idea, maybe going to dinner, just the two of you. But yeah, kind of protect the daughter from what's going on and saying, hey, I'm going out with your dad tonight. Yeah. No, don't be doing that. Yeah. Don't be doing that and getting her hopes up about something maybe really developing. Because I guarantee your daughter's hoping this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
And I hope it does. Wouldn't that be a beautiful, moment that they did find their ways back to each other? I hope it works out.
He grew up, came into her life, and is a great father now.
So
I love
that
story.
Have the conversation with him and just see, you know, would you like to explore the possibility that maybe we could make this family work, but keep it from your daughter.
Yeah.
For the time being.
Good for you, Lorena, for graduating college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Single mom at 16.
First of all, hopefully she's got a relationship with her family again. That's a shame.
And you can tell she's a great woman because she didn't stop it. She actually was open to the idea of welcoming him back into the daughter's life.
Trust me, it's, you know, kids want their parents, you know, if it's a good person.
What a great.
Screwed up.
Oh, I hope this works out for them.
I do too.
That's why I chose that letter today.
Please keep us posted. Yeah, we'll try to get her number and see if maybe we could catch up and see what comes of this. Yep. Maybe this will turn into a nice little movie moment. Jenna, you got another one for us?
I do.
Let's do it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been dating for almost a year. She's amazing and beautiful, and I try to tell her often, but there's a huge confidence issue. She's a bigger girl, and that doesn't bother me at all, but often she will get down on herself. This mainly happens after I go to the gym and she comes with me. I've tried and tried to tell her that it doesn't matter to me. What are some things I can do to help build that confidence, Josh?
Well, I mean, the thing that gets me is when a man just flat out from a loving place saying, look, I think you're beautiful. I love your curves. And it breaks my heart. My that's what the words Alan says to me is it hurts my heart when mm-hmm. you say things that are negative about yourself. And that really okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like just tell her that it. Just keep telling her how beautiful she is and that it hurts your heart. Those words really get me.
Yeah.
So try that and just say, baby, I think you're beautiful. And please, it just hurts my heart when you're down on yourself because I see you. And, you know, just that's all you can do is keep giving her words of encouragement. And, man, ladies, you have to really hear what this guy's saying and what every man's saying. I'm with you. And when you insult yourself, you're insulting me for being with you.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for saying that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're insulting me and my taste. Why would I be with someone as horrible as you think you are?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like when Alan comes and, oh, I'm going to tell you what, y'all, it's everything. I grip my teeth. When he comes and grabs my butt and he makes it jiggle on purpose and stuff. And I'm like,
Talk slow.
Yeah. No, it's like to me, everything in me wants to scream, please don't jiggle my butt. Please don't do that.
But he wants that jiggle.
He likes it.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and I just can't accept. He thinks that's great.
It is great.
And I got to let that go and let my man enjoy jiggling my booty.
I know. It's like you have that feeling when they touch your stomach. You're like, oh, I'm in the worst position. Don't touch my stomach.
Ladies,
but
please.
You just.
Hashtag love the jiggle.
We all feel that way. No matter our size, you just have to keep it quiet.
And own it. Men
just own it. Fake
confidence.
It.
They love
fake
confidence.
It.
It's like if he grabs your booty, say, yeah, you like that jiggle? Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, yeah. You're a bad girl, Kelly.
Yeah, you like that jiggle, right? Yeah.
Okay, Kelly. All right.
Be the confident men. Think that is
fan,
so hot.
You're
a fan. They
do. We seriously do. When we say something, you just take it.
Take it.
Yeah, don't take yourself down. No,
baby, you looking hot tonight. Yeah, I am. That wouldn't you rather hear that than, oh, this dress makes me look bad.
You know,
that immediately changes the energy in the room.
Yeah, sure.
If I say your butt looks good and you turn around and you give me a shake, oh, yeah.
See?
I'm in.
Wow.
That was great.
You and Kelly should date.
Nope.
It's hard because it's, you know, I got my stuff.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Dang, I just got replaced by Justin.
Dude, that was poor work.
Part-time Justin just replaced me as Jenna's photographer. I thought I was over here taking artistic pictures.
You were getting into it.
I had to JC my phone. I have a sweatshirt on, and I just wanted to get a picture of it. Like in the studio, doing something.
I was going high up.
You know, when you hand someone a phone, he takes two photos and I wasn't even looking. They're terrible.
What's wrong with terrible? That? I thought they were going to be like candid. Like, oh, I didn't know you were taking that shot.
No, I took candids.
This is in the shot, like the overhead light, like the fixture.
Artistic, because I figured it makes it look like you're in the studio.
Like she really wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Like one of those, what?
Yeah.
It's like all those fashion bloggers that are caught looking down at the ground all the time. What?
Yeah.
You just happened to catch me looking this way?
I like that.
I thought that's what I was doing, but then I got a bad report from my boss, Jenna.
Well, because you took three, and you
pictures.
Had my phone for at least a minute. And in a minute, you should be able to knock out at least 25.
And you were making sound effects like, ooh, girl.
Oh, it sounded like he was taking a lot, didn't it?
Yeah.
You should have gotten Al to do it.
That's true, Al.
Yeah,
he'll take a million pictures. You might get one good one out of it, but at least you'll have a million to choose from.
It used to be five when you handed a guy your phone. It used to be, as girls, we would instruct them, like, you got to take at least five. We want some smiling. We want some candids. We want a selection.
Do we still?
Now it's like 20, and we're really excited.
Do we still do landscape, or is it back to portrait? Or
landscape. Portrait.
No, portrait.
Portrait?
Really? No, landscape. Landscape doesn't fit in Instagram. You have to resize it.
Oh. But make sure you're not too far away with the portrait, because it'll screw it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Portrait mode.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's cool. Soft blur.
Yeah, it's just got
the background.
The background's going to be soft blur. But if you're too far away, then the person becomes blurred. See, I know that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have portrait mode.
And the reason I don't take that many pictures when a girl hands me her phone is because every girl always runs out of space.
Mm.
On their phone says, can't take any more pictures.
That's a foul for them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to clear that up. Speaking of pictures, Al, did you get a picture last night?
Yeah, you had something crazy going on last night, Big Al.
This is kind of nuts, Kelly. So, Jenna and JC put me on Bumble like a month or two ago, whatever it was. So,
yes.
So you know, I have to admit, I scroll through just out of curiosity. I do. And
what time do you usually scroll?
It just varies when I'm bored. Uh-huh. You know, I might do it right now, but when I'm bored, I'll just.
Are you the show bored?
No, I don't mean that. But,
wow.
But anyway, this girl sent me a message on Bumble. It said, hey, let's FaceTime. I promise it'll be worth it.
What time was this?
Yes.
I got this at 2:30 in the morning. I mean, the message came in at 1 something.
Uh-huh. In the morning?
Yeah. And I was asleep.
Wow.
But I woke up at 2:30 for whatever.
And you were bored, so you decided to check Bumble?
Yeah, I guess so. So I looked at it, I'm like, whoa, really?
Now, how fast did your fingers hit that FaceTime button?
Man, okay, this is the thing. You don't want to see me at 2:30 in the morning. You do not want at 1? No.
How's it different?
Because I'm laying in the bed, I got slime.
You don't have your makeup on?
My mouth. I got.
All you
got
to do
is sleep
mode. Guys, you're the same.
I'm in sleep mode. You don't want to see. Look at me now. Now, picture this. Not nearly.
What is this right now?
No. This is about as good as it's going to get.
So you would FaceTime right now?
Not really.
That's a girl that's it's not weird. Looking for a good relationship that sends that message. She's not looking for a relationship.
Yeah, but you were curious.
She said, I promise it's going to be worth your time.
No, girls, don't leave with that.
Wait a minute.
No.
Why not?
That's for, if you're seriously using these, because all women complain, men are only looking for one thing, men are only looking for that. Well, that girl just flat out offered it.
And what? That girl's ruining dating apps for
that's
the rest of us, because that's why I can't get a date,
exactly.
Because I'm not asking to FaceTime my boobs at 2 a.m.
Thank you.
What time?
Yeah, what time do you usually do that?
Oh,
not everybody on there is a hoe.
Well, maybe, why can guys be the only ones that go out there looking for stuff like that? Maybe some girls need some, you know?
Get off Bumble. Go to something else. Go to another website.
Get off Bumble, JC.
Keep it classy on Bumble.
So you haven't FaceTimed her yet?
No.
You gotta
don't.
Well, she was
again,
a match.
Don't reward that behavior.
Oh, again, I don't FaceTime
her now.
Period.
That's true.
That's not his thing. I'm really not a FaceTimer.
Not even for boobs. He won't do it.
I'm really not.
Will you FaceTime her now?
No.
What about voice text? Would you voice text? Like when I'm driving and I'm so tired of texting that I've started just holding the microphone. Stuff doesn't translate well, if that makes sense. You know, especially when you're talking to a guy and my sense of humor or sarcasm or I'm cold and it doesn't translate. But if I speak it.
And the punctuation doesn't work for me on voice text. Because I thought you were supposed to say, hey, Jenna, how you doing? Period.
No.
But it was saying, hey, Jenna, how you doing?
How's
period.
Your period?
So it wasn't coming out very well.
No. It's actually sending a voice memo. This one's not translating it to text message.
It's actually recording...
Leaving a voicemail back and forth.
Yeah, translating voice to text,
that doesn't work.
It's the worst.
It says the wrong thing. It's like, do I really sound like that? Did you really think that's what I said?
Thanks for checking on my girl problems.
That's not what I was trying to do.
It's just gotten so, I've gotten so lazy about trying to, and I'm not even trying to date. I was like, well, okay, maybe if I meet, I don't know. I can't explain it, but it's Bumble and all these other things make it so easy to be lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So true.
And it makes me lazier.
Like you literally don't even have to lift your finger.
You know, yeah. And so now I want to go even one step further than Bumble as far as my laziness and just say, just come by, pick me up and take me somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to go to the trouble of picking someone out.
Like a caravan?
Like, hold on. What you're saying is you. Hold on.
Is that what those things are? Like a medical van?
You're saying you don't want to put any effort.
Zero effort.
You want her to plan a date, but how are you going to meet
her? Hold on 1 second, because you're telling me you don't want to FaceTime this girl because she came at you the way she did.
I'm not even talking about this girl in particular. I'm just saying overall. Like, sometimes I get up to look at Bumble or whatever it is. I'm like, this is even bumming me out. This is why they call it Bumble, because I'm bummed out.
You're not in the right headspace.
I guess that's what it is, Kelly.
You're not in the right headspace.
It's going to bum you out as long as you were just in a 5-year
yeah.
whatever yeah, relationship yeah, with yeah. someone, so no one new compares.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of that history.
Yeah.
And it's just pictures.
So it's
and it
yeah.
is defeating.
And it's just it's like yeah, exactly.
They swipe, and in your case, you might not hear from any of them because the girl has to talk
first. Are Adam and Jenna connecting right now?
I just get where he's coming from. We both went through breakup, yeah. So you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. So. Just wondering.
Al and I both swipe around. And
gorgeous.
What'd you call her?
Gore.
Oh, gorgeous.
You know.
And you know what? We're going out of town this weekend.
We are, Al.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to Austin.
Austin.
Yeah. Maybe Al and Jenna can get the conjoining twin rooms.
Conjoined twins are my thing. You know what turns me on?
Conjoined twins. I know I said twins for the room.
I thought you said conjoining.
Adjoining.
There you go. Adjoining rooms, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Conjoined twins are connected together, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I'm still learning English, so it's okay. Please FaceTime her. I want to see what she looks
no,
like.
No, no, it's all right.
Why
that's
not?
Trouble.
No, I don't want,
you know
I don't
that.
Want to. I don't even feel
no,
like
it's
it.
Not.
I don't
it's
feel,
just,
like you
not.
Said, I think Kelly's right. I'm just not.
In the place.
In the place.
You're not in the place.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm just.
I'm with you with the dating apps, though.
I'm trying to move. I went and bought 10 boxes at Home Depot. Thank you, Home Depot. For $2 each. They're in the backseat of my truck. I bought them Sunday.
Uh-huh.
They're still in the backseat of my truck. So that's progress. I did buy the boxes. That's all I've done.
You know, you don't have to do that. I'm going to give a tip for people moving. If you go to one of these U-Haul places, they have a give and take pile, like a bin, where people who have moved and they don't know what to do with all these boxes, they take them and leave them so the next people moving can take them.
Also, the
it's
grocery store.
It's a lovely
store.
Give and
that's
take
cool.
thing. Well, the grocery store, you have to ask.
You have to ask, but you can go in the back and get some. Mm-hmm.
But at the U-Haul, if you have any of those like storage places or moving places, there's usually a give and take bin. Where
I
people
did not
can,
know that.
Yeah. I've not even made it in the store before. I was dropping off like all these boxes and a woman was moving her daughter to college. In the parking lot right there, I just gave them all my boxes. Yeah.
You have a lot of paper towels, I noticed in the picture you posted, Al.
I do.
Big cleanup.
Will you
don't
bring
ask.
Me a roll?
Yeah, sure.
It's like
I'm
you
out.
Were in Puerto Rico yesterday. You came back with a bunch of those.
I have so many. And none of that food is going to make the move. I think that food was probably in there when I moved into that apartment. I brought it with me there, and it's just been sitting there. Everything in my cupboard, cabinets, all of it's getting trashed.
Yeah.
All of it?
Everything. There's not. Dude, I can't tell you last time I went to the grocery store.
This is a good time for you. That's what you do. You purge. You get rid of everything
rid of
you don't
all
want.
Of that.
Get
fresh
some new
start.
Things. A new,
all of that.
New life, new memories.
All of that mess is gone. The peanut butter. The only reason I have peanut butter is so I can give my dog his worm peel.
Oh. And I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, you can't start going on the thing I have peanut butter for my dog.
I was like, don't do it, Al. Don't do it, Al.
Oh, no.
I was like,